And Father Dave, I'm wondering where you are calling in from. I always like to check what state you're in or what country.
Actually, I got home last night, so I am in my own room, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. How nice. How lovely.
I was in Rockport, Massachusetts for the weekend, which is a beautiful area.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm so glad you were able to get on the call with us. It just you always have such great insight, and it'll be wonderful to have you lead us in prayer. And do you want to share any words with us before we get going, or do you want me to launch in?
No, I mean, first off, just it's always a blessing to be able to pray with you and with all the ladies. And I mean, it seemed to me as we were getting closer to this, it's just such an important time right now. So many things going on, so much suffering, so much division, so much despair. I think you mentioned about just going before our knees. I just think that's exactly what the Lord would have us do. I mean, we can argue and complain, but ultimately, it's going to be our prayer and our sacrifice that changes people's hearts. So that's what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. So I just wanted to fill any of you in that are just joining us on the purpose of this call. And we have been praying for a couple of years for revival in the church collectively coming together. And in the past 2 years, our focus has very much been broad, you know, the church in general, other ministries that are running alongside us, and really asking for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church. And we are still asking for that tonight in our prayers, but we're focusing in specifically on an area of real heartache among so many of the women that I speak with when I go out and travel. And I'm sure, Father Dave, you would agree that when you are when you're all over the place, that you hear women and men and just people in general just grieving the fact that they feel we're losing this next generation and that so many loved ones are walking away from the church. And of course, that's not to say everyone is. Okay, so we don't want to be all depressing about that, but the truth is we all have loved ones that we so desperately want to see close to the Lord, and we ourselves have tasted the comfort and the strength and the firm foundation that Christ provides for us, and we know that there's so little in life that you can count on. And we look at our kids, at our loved ones, at grandkids, and we think, you need the anchor of Christ. Like, if you don't have that as your foundation, you're really on shifting sand. But even as we so desperately want to see that, we are watching so many people we love walk in the other direction or be hurt or feel disinterested. And no matter what we've said, we haven't seen real change very often. And maybe we've used a lot of words. Maybe we've mailed a lot of books to them. Maybe we've, you know, called them up and reminded them when it's a holy day of obligation. We're just racking our brains. What can we do to help? And I think that sometimes what happens is we just start to talk louder and louder and louder, and we sound more and more worked up and upset by the minute, but it isn't having the impact that what we're doing tonight is going to have, because this is a battle that we fight on our knees. And that place deep within each heart where conversion occurs, that is where the Holy Spirit moves. That's where He draws people. That's where He woos people closer to Christ. And our prayers can unleash the Spirit to move in new places and in fresh ways. So we're coming together to storm heaven with our collective prayers. We're coming before the throne of grace on behalf of our children, our grandchildren, and our loved ones. And we are standing in the gap. We are praying for those who are unable or unwilling to pray for themselves. This is a form of intercessory prayer, and its impact is far more powerful than the words that we speak. And so this whole idea of standing in the gap, you might wonder, where does that come from? That comes from the book of Ezekiel. And in Ezekiel 13, verse 5, God spoke through Ezekiel saying, "You have not gone up to the breaks in the wall to repair it for the house of Israel, so that it will stand firm in the battle on the day of the Lord." So there was this gap in the wall that was intended to protect Israel. And God went on in Ezekiel 22, verse 30, to say He was looking among His people for someone who was willing to build up that wall and stand before God in the gap on behalf of the land. So tonight, we're coming to each one of you that are joining us in prayer and asking you, are you willing to stand in the gap? There is brokenness all around us. There is vulnerable territory in hearts, in families, in communities, and in our church. So will you, as a well-armed warrior, stand in the gap and protect what you hold dear. And you do not need to do this in a spirit of fear. Because the Holy Spirit is within you, you can stand brave and intercede, living out Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. That is the call, to be still in prayer, to stop striving with our words or our arguments, to put the phone down and stop trying to fight via social media. Oh, please, ladies, can we please stop doing that? To fight this battle on our knees, which will unleash an army of angels and God's limitless power to rush to our aid. I know that your heart is heavy for specific people. So right now, in this moment, I want you to think, for whom are you standing in the gap? Take a moment. Lay these specific people before Jesus. And join me in praying deeply from your heart. Father Dave, will you start us in the prayer in the rosary?
Sure. We're going to just ask the Lord's blessing. Lord, particularly for whatever virtue, whatever grace is necessary to bring healing and restoration, revival and family fit, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, freedom from anger, whatever is the binding force in that, Lord, we just pray that by the grace of this prayer, your grace would unlock and free, restore, renew, make beautiful once again. So we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. Amen. He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Prayers and increasing faith. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for an increase in hope. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I pray for an increase in love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery, the Annunciation. Luke 1, verses 30 through 31. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." It's interesting that the first thing the angel says to Mary is to not be afraid. Lord, you know how fear can get such a grip on our hearts that we panic and react instead of praying and responding. I think, Lord, this is an area mothers really struggle with in regards to their children. God, we are afraid of the consequences of our loved ones walking away from you. We are afraid that we haven't done enough. We are afraid of failing in this area that matters so much. And fear can lead us to speak too much, to nag, to judge, to create barriers where we want to build bridges. Sometimes you are at work in our loved one's life and the chips need to fall so that you can teach something important. But oftentimes we rush in and we actually get in the way of your work. So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, may your perfect love cast out our fear.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Forgive us for the times that fear leads us to doubt that you will show up. Help us to remember that you are Emmanuel, God with us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to take matters into our own hands instead of trusting you. Help us to be still, to pray fervently, and to wait patiently.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to stop believing in miracles and that you are a miracle-working God. Help us to believe.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to call something dead that you intend to resurrect. Help us to have hope.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to explode with harsh words with those we love. Help us to speak words that are life-giving.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to judge and then close off our hearts to those we need to be tender with. Open our hearts and eyes to see who someone could be, so full of potential, by seeing our loved ones through your eyes. And may we call out the goodness in our loved ones.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to talk on and on instead of listening to where someone is at and asking good questions. Help us to be self-controlled with our words and better listeners.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to doubt your goodness. Help us to remember how many times you have faithfully come through for us in the past.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to believe that someone we love is beyond the reach of your mercy. Help us to remember that your arm is never too short to save. Never.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Forgive us for the times fear leads us to believe the lie that our loved one's lack of faith is a hopeless situation. May hope in your power be an anchor for our souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those that most need your mercy.
The second mystery, the Visitation, Luke 1:39-42. During those days, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." It was because Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit that she was able to recognize you in Mary's womb. Hearts turn to you, Jesus, when they are wooed and invited by the Holy Spirit. So we come before you and ask for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And with every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, and set the world on fire with love for Jesus."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit, saturating our hearts. Fill every nook and cranny with your presence, Lord. We invite you in, we surrender, and we ask you to fill us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit, enveloping our families. Where there is brokenness, please be the glue. Where there is resentment, please be strength so we can let go of grudges. Where there is misunderstanding, be wisdom. Where there is faithlessness, be faithful and never changing.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit. Blow through our communities with fresh breath, helping loved ones let go of preconceived notions about who you are.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit. Blow through our schools, dispelling the darkness and the hopelessness of secularism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit. May the sweet fragrance of Christ permeate the atmospheres that our children walk in, enticing them to move away from empty pursuits and toward the only one, you, who will truly satisfy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit, saturating our college campuses.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit to such an extent that our loved ones cannot deny that you are real. Please show up in their lives through loving believers in Jesus, answers to prayer, healings, and miracles.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit, calling our loved ones back to their baptismal graces. Help our loved ones to see themselves as beloved children of God. Give them the desire to live like children of God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit, convicting the world in regard to sin and righteousness. May sin be seen for what it is. May we and our loved ones repent instead of justifying our behavior.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open the heavens and pour out your Holy Spirit. As you promised in John 16:13, please guide us and our loved ones into truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most.
The third mystery, the Nativity. Luke 2:16-20. So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. Jesus, when you came to earth, leaving your throne in heaven and being born in a stable, everything changed. You drew near. You entered our mess. You showed up. No distance. You didn't shout at us with judgment from heaven. You put on skin and came to fight for us. So many of our loved ones have distorted impressions of who you are. Many just leave you in the manger as a nice symbol around the holidays. But you are so much more. So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, reveal who you are to my loved one in a real, disarming, and personal way.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
So many people believe they are alone. This is a lie. May our loved ones see the truth. You are Emmanuel, God with us. And because of this, they are never alone.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe they have to clean themselves up before they can approach you. This is a lie. You enter into our mess and draw near to us in our imperfection. May our loved ones see and believe this.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that you are disinterested in the details of their life. This is a lie. Your love is intensely personal. May our loved ones believe that you care so much about them that every hair on their head is counted by you and every tear shed is collected by you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that you are unable to do anything to change their circumstances. This is a lie. You not only care about our loved ones' problems, you are able to help even the most hopeless situations. May our loved ones see and believe this.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that you are like a cosmic good buddy. They don't believe that you care about what they are doing as long as they are happy and not hurting anyone. But this is a lie. Only you know what will truly satisfy and fulfill us. What we long for and choose is often self-destructive, even if it feels good temporarily. Help our loved ones to have the humility to seek out the truth about what you tell us to do.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that you look at outward appearances of holiness and are satisfied by them, but that is a lie. You look at the heart. So may the hearts of our loved ones belong and be offered to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that they can fool you, but that is a lie, because you see beyond the surface and you look at our hidden motives and desires. Free our loved ones of self-deception, the times that they believe their own press and assume that you do too.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that if they just get the promotion, the degree, the mate, or the financial security they want, that life will satisfy. But that is a lie. Only you satisfy the deep longing and hunger of the human heart. So place in our loved ones a holy discontent, a realization that without you, life is empty.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that you are irrelevant, that society has outgrown its need for you, but that is a lie. Without you, we are without hope. Lift the blindness from the eyes of our loved ones so that they can see how much they need you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So many people believe that you are holding out on them, that a life surrendered to you will mean the death of dreams and fun. But that is a lie. Help our loved ones to see that you have come so that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need your mercy.
The fourth mystery, the presentation. Luke 2:21-22. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Through our intercession, we hold our loved ones in our hands and in our hearts, and we present them to you, Lord. Some of them have been marked by you as your very own through baptism. Others haven't received this gift, but we present them all to you. There are so many reasons why they haven't turned their hearts to you. So we stand in the gap and we ask you to intersect their lives so nothing stands in the way of each one of them encountering you personally and embracing you. With every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, Jesus, break the chains that hold our loved ones back from you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Break the chains of pride and ego.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of dependence on money, education, and reputation.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of following false gods, such as fame, power, and riches.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of injustice and racial prejudice.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of unbelief and secularism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of addiction to entertainment that feeds disinterest and boredom towards the spiritual.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of addiction that gives a false sense of comfort and control.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of shame, especially for those who are victims of abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of occult practices.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Break the chain of moralism that wrongly equates good behavior with a heart surrendered to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those that most need to be mercy.
The fifth mystery, the finding. Luke 2:46-49. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Jesus was utterly at home in the temple. "Lord, you knew you were in your Father's house, and it was where you belonged. It was where you had the freedom to learn, to speak, and to explore. And you have given us a home in the church. We belong there. This is where we can experience the freedom of exploring our faith, our doubts, our questions, our dreams, our fears. All of who we are is welcome. We are welcomed home and greeted by a family. This is where our deep desire to belong is satisfied." So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, "Jesus, bring my loved one home."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus, bring my loved one home. And if the church hasn't felt like a safe home for him or her, I pray for healing and forgiveness to occur.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the cleansing, the lifting of burdens, and the freedom that is found in the sacrament of reconciliation.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the filling, the satisfying, the strengthening found at the sacrament of the Eucharist.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the healing, grace, and opportunity for transformation found in all the sacraments.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the wisdom, practical guidance, and comfort found in the Bible.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the loving arms of God the Father.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the tender embrace of our Mother, Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the protection and nurture of priests who sacrifice so much for us all.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to the font of wisdom and peace and salvation found in you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, bring our loved ones home to encounter the indwelling Holy Spirit who fills, strengthens, heals, enlightens, convicts, and is in us what we cannot be on our own.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins and save us from the fires of hell. Get all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. We pray, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, for bad children of thee. To thee do we stand at our side, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, shine your eyes to mercy towards us, and after this our exile. Show unto us the precious fruit of thy womb. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, most holy Mother of God. Amen. The Almighty God pours blessings upon you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May you, your family, your loved ones, know the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. We make this prayer in the most holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Julie and Father Dave, and thank you, everyone, for calling in. I just want you to know that we lift you and your families up in prayer and hope that you just return to these rosary meditations again and again. We fight this battle on our knees, and it changes everything. It really does. The Lord hears, and he answers. So may he be with you. May you feel his sweet presence. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.